Thank you very much, George. Let me just start off by saying Merry Christmas to everyone.
让我再一次跟大家说声圣诞快乐。
I am very grateful to the worship team for arranging a very Christmas theme worship time. It made me feel very warm inside.
我很感谢我们的带领诗歌的弟兄姊妹让今天以圣诞歌来开始我们的敬拜，让我感到有圣诞的气息。
And our worship time is sort of lines up a little bit with what I wanted to say today. I wanted to talk about, as it says on the title slide here, perceiving God's glory in ordinary things.
实际上，今天的诗歌是非常符合我要与大家传递的信息，乃是在平常当中看见神的荣耀。
Maybe in the midst of this season, if you're rather busy with Christmas things and you're getting frustrated or anxious, it might be good just to say, hey, it's Christmas, and pause and just sort of enjoy the wonder of Christmas. That's a little bit of what I'm saying.
也许大家在圣诞节当中，非常的忙碌，也许有不同的需要，也许这个时候我们可以安静一下，思想一下，哎，让我们知道现在乃是圣诞节，让我们平静我们的心。
The point of the talk today is to address any of us who go through moments, especially in this particular season, where we're not very happy, we're stressed out, or we're disappointed, or we're discouraged. I would like to just say, as a Christian, there's good reason to see glory in the midst of our ordinary circumstances.
在我们日常生活当中，实际上我们许多的生活都不是让我们顺心的，也许甚至让我们感到困苦的。但是我们要知道，对基督徒而言，我们可以看见我们生活当中的荣耀了。
This first picture is a guy, I just got his picture off the internet, we'll go back, and I'm just going to ask, does anyone feel like what he looks like right now?
我现在给大家看的这个图片，大家有觉得你有的时候也像这个图片当中的人这样子的一种情绪吗？
I feel like that every once in a while. Sometimes life is not very thrilling.
实际上我个人经常也经历这样子的一个情绪，我感到生活上并不是事事顺利的。
Maybe you have a business that is suffering because of the pandemic lockdown.
也许你正在做生意，但是因着疫情的缘故，你遭受了损失。
Maybe you have a child who was going to school but now has to stay home because the school is closed.
也许你有孩子，但是因为疫情的缘故，他们必须要待在家里，因为学校不开。
Maybe you have COVID-19 or you have to hold off on tending to other health concerns because the hospitals are flooded with COVID-19.
或者甚至你自己染上了疫情，或者有其他的疾病，但是无法到医院，因为医院已经因着疫情的缘故负荷不了。
Whatever it is, if you have some life circumstance that makes you look like that guy, this sermon today is for you.
无论如何，如果你的生命当中经历的就像图片当中这个人的话，我想今天的讲章就是为你而准备的。
We go to the next slide. I just want to say, as a Christian, there is a glory to our lives that takes some practice to see.
而对基督徒而言，我们要去操练，去察觉到生命当中的这些点点滴滴的荣耀。
This picture is a mountaintop with a sunrise over it, and I would say that if you're actually there, you would say, "Wow, that is glorious. That's beautiful. Come and see this."
如果大家想象你到一个山头的时候，你看见这个旭日上升，你看见这个光芒照出来的时候，你很可能就会跟你认识的人说，来，我们一起来看，这是多么荣耀的事。
My guess is that if you have a discouraging circumstance in your life, you're not saying, wow, this is beautiful, come look at this.
我想大家可能经历在生命当中患难的时候，你可能不会跟周遭的人说，来，我们一起来看现在发生什么事。
My point is that if you are a Christian, there always is glory to your life. It just takes some practice to see it.
然而对基督徒而言，我想告诉大家的是，你的生命当中一定有荣耀的。然而我们乃是需要操练，我们有这样的能力去看见其中的荣耀。
If you go to the next slide here, I'm just going to tell you about a passage in the Bible that talks a little bit about that.
那我在接下来这个图片，我想告诉大家，在圣经当中来告诉我们怎么样能够在生活艰难当中看见荣耀。
The passage is 2 Corinthians 4, and in 2 Corinthians 4, the Apostle Paul talks about glory in his rather unpleasant life.
而实际上，保罗在哥林多后书第四章就提到他怎么样在他极大困难当中看见荣耀。
That picture is a very famous symbol in the Bible about glory in the midst of unpleasant things.
如果大家看这个图片的话，实际上这个图片是在圣经当中是一个非常有意义的象征，象征如何我们在困境当中看见荣耀。
The picture is of a clay jar. It's just a regular jar, not very impressive looking, and you can see there's even a crack in it. So imagine kind of an old, not so great looking, jar of clay.
哦，这个图片里面就是一个非常老旧的一个瓦器，好像一个瓦罐子，甚至这个瓦罐子还是裂着。但是在这个裂缝当中，我们看却看见其中有荣耀从里面释放出来。
If you saw this jar of clay with a crack in it, you might think, "Oh, it's old, it's useless. I feel like I should throw it away."
如果大家光光看见这个瓦罐是裂的，又老又旧的话，可能会想说啊，这个是有什么价值呢？也许我们就把它丢掉了吧。
But this jar of clay is very special. It has $1 million in it.
但是这一个瓦罐实际上是非常特别的，因为里面有100万元。
So it's very valuable. It's a treasure inside a jar of clay.
所以我们就发现这个瓦罐实际上是非常值钱的，它的价值乃是瓦罐里面的宝藏。
And the Apostle Paul is saying, that's what our life is like. Specifically, that's what our human bodies are like. We are treasures. We have treasures in these jars of clay.
实际上保罗说这个就有如我的生命，我的生命好像一个老旧甚至有裂缝的瓦罐，但是里面有价值，这也表明我们每一位人的价值。
Okay, if we turn to the next slide, I'll read verses 7-9 in English. We'll have George read it in Chinese. And here's the passage itself. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
我们有这宝贝在瓦器里，是要显明这极大的能力是属于神，不是出于我们。我们虽然四面受压，却没有被压碎，心里作难，却不绝望，受到迫害，却没有被丢弃，打倒了，却不死亡。
Whenever I have my students read passages like this, I make sure that they read first, the book of Acts, so they can see the details of Paul's life. To know what he's talking about when he says all these horrible things about his life in verses 8 and 9.
所以每当我教学生在读这一节经文的时候，我总是要我的学生回去再看看《使徒行传》，在那里有讲到保罗在述说这一种情形，他背后所经历的一些背景。
For this passage, I usually tell my students, be sure to read Acts 14, where Paul is preaching in a city called Lystra.
在当我跟学生讲的时候，我要我的学生要回去读《使徒行传》第14章。那个时候，保罗在路斯德在那边讲了一篇讲道。
After he's done preaching about Jesus, the crowd gets very angry. And riots, And they stone the apostle Paul and drag his body out of the city and leave it for dead.
当保罗在那边讲述完耶稣基督的福音的时候，没想到引起会众的愤怒，甚至拿石头打他。他们就把他打，认为保罗已经被打死了，就把他留在广场当中，任意他的尸体留在那里。
Now, if you were stoned and they took your body out of the city and they could not tell if you're alive or if you're dead, your body is in not very good shape.
大家可以想象吗？如果大家被石头打到一个地步，其他的人认为你的人都已经死了，甚至把你的尸体拖到城外的话，大家可以想象你身体的状况一定是非常的糟糕的。
Paul's life was actually quite bad. And so I tell my students, if you think your life is bad, it's nowhere near as bad as this guy who's talking in 2 Corinthians 4.
所以大家可以想象，当保罗当时身体的状况一定非常的糟糕。如果各位认为自己现在身体当中是经历极大痛苦的时候，大家看看保罗的话，就可以想象他所经历的。
So if you look at verses 8 and 9 here, he mentions all these bad things, but he still says life is okay. He's hard pressed, but he's not crushed. He's perplexed, but he's not in despair. So even though these bad things are happening, there's still some good in his life.
所以大家当我们看见第八、第九节的时候，他说他身体受压却没有被压碎，心里作难却没有绝望。大家可以想象当他在如此困境当中所看见的盼望吗？
Okay, if we go to the next slide here, I'm just going to pose this question. How is it possible? How can he see glory in the midst of being stoned and left for dead? I think the Apostle Paul gives us three clues on how to do this in verses 16 through 18 of chapter 4.
但是保罗几乎都被石头快被打死了，他怎么样能在如此情况当中看见荣耀呢？实际上保罗在16到18节告诉我们可以达到如此境界的三个指引。
Okay, I have a picture of glasses in the slide here. And by that I mean, you just have to put on the right glasses to see the glory of God in the midst of very unpleasant circumstances. So I'm going to show you how to put on your glasses, the right glasses, to see the glory of God.
所以在这个图片当中，我给大家看到一副眼镜。就是戴上这副眼镜的时候，我们就进入一个不同的眼界，我们就可以看见神的荣耀了。就好像我现在戴上的眼镜，要告诉大家，可以因着这个眼镜看见神的荣耀。
Okay, three clues. So the first clue in the next slide is in verse 16. How can I see the glory of God? By seeing inward things as opposed to outward things.
那我们怎么样看见神的荣耀呢？首先，我们要看见里面的东西，相对于我们外在所看见的东西。
Okay, this little picture illustrates what I mean. Then we'll go to the verse in the next slide. There's a man, a picture of the man on the left, but he has a body on the outside and a soul and a spirit on the inside.
那要怎么样表明这件事实呢？就好像图片当中，我们看见有一个人，这个人不单单只有外面的肉体之外，他里面还有灵魂。
Okay, so the first way to see the glory of God in your circumstances is to notice people's souls and people's spirits and not just their bodies.
所以我们怎么样可以看见神的荣耀？第一个，首先我们必须要明白，一个人不单单只有外面的身体，他还有里面的灵跟魂。
Let's go to the verse 16 on the next slide. I'll read it in English and then George will read it in Chinese. Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly, the body, we are wasting away, yet inwardly, soul and spirit, we are being renewed day by day.
所以在16节这边保罗告诉我们，所以我们并不 沮丧。我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏，但里面的人却日日更新。
The glory of God is to be seen in every person.
在每一个人当中，我们都可以看见神的荣耀的。
Inwardly, people in their personalities and character is glorious.
因为在人的内在，他的品格，他的内涵都是荣耀的。
When my children were very young, like babies, like sitting in car seats, I used to enjoy seeing their personalities come out.
当我的孩子还小的时候，小婴儿的时候，当他们坐在车子里面的婴儿坐上面的时候，我总是能看到他们里面的一些个性，我看见这是非常有意思美好的。
So even though they couldn't talk, I would play different types of music to my babies, to my children when they were babies. Like I would play one day I'd play rock and roll music, on another day I'd play a Mozart symphony, just to see if they smile or if they like a particular type of music.
就像那个时候他们还小，还不会说话，但是我会试着放一些不同的音乐，不论是摇滚乐或者古典交响乐，来看他们的一些表现、表情跟反应。
Now I like rock and roll, but if my child liked classical music, it didn't matter to me. I just loved seeing them choose one. I loved seeing their personality, their inward person come out a little bit.
我自己喜欢摇滚乐，但是我却发现我的孩子喜欢古典音乐。无论如何，我总是喜欢他们听了音乐之后所表现出来的那种表现。
And every parent is like that. They want to see what personality is inside that baby's body.
难道不是我们每一个做父母的都是如此吗？我们是多么渴望看见我们孩子里面的那种性情呢？
The inward person, as it says in verse 16, is where the glory of God is.
在这边第十六节讲到，是我们里面的那个性情乃是神荣耀的彰显。
That is the part that lasts forever. Your body will eventually die. Your body is wasting away even now. It has an expiration date, right? But your soul, your spirit lives on, and that is what's eternal, and that is what is glorious.
乃是在我们的里面那个是永远的，是永恒的，在那边能够表现神的荣耀。我们外在的身体是会到期的，是会毁坏的，有一天不存在的。
I work in a college and a seminary, and I get students who come to me all the time asking me, Dr. Chan, what should I major in? Dr. Chan, what job should I take? Dr. Chan, should I live in California or in New York?
我在一所大学的神学院部门教书，我时时遇到学生会来问我说，陈教授，我应该去选哪一个主修呢？我之后应该继续到哪里继续造就呢？我应该再留在东岸还是西岸呢？
I often tell them, what you do, what you major in, and where you live doesn't matter as much as what those decisions will do to you.
我经常告诉他们，实际上你做的任何决定都不是那么重要的，最重要的是你做出这个决定对你这个人将带出怎么样的一个结果和价值。
Ultimately, your major and your job and where you live will shape your heart, your character. That is what's more important to God than the actual job you do or the actual major you study.
乃是神能够借着你做的这些决定，不论是你要选择什么行业或者留在哪一个地方，能够塑造你自己的心和你的个性，这个对神来的重要，而不是说今后你将会进入哪一个行业或者住在哪一个地方。
I have a college age son who is studying engineering at Boston University.
我有一个孩子，他现在正在波士顿大学读工程系。
Every once in a while he thinks about changing his major.
久不久他总是有感到说他想改变他的主修。
And I tell him it doesn't matter to me what he majors in, but whatever he chooses will affect his heart, his character. So that if he, let's say, changes his major to sociology, if he develops a concern or compassion for poor people, I would be happy about that because that affects his heart.
所以我就跟我的儿子来说，你不论选择哪一个主修，实际上对我是无所谓的。最重要的是，当你选择这个主修的时候，对你的心会造成怎么样一个影响？如果你想改变，从工程学改到有关社会学的话，而让你对贫苦的人有更加的一个怜悯之心的话，这个就是好的。
You see, I'm most concerned about what kind of man he becomes rather than what he does for a living.
也就是说，我对他能够成为怎么样一个人，我觉得更来的比他要将来是用以什么技能为生来的重要。
What kind of person you are inside is where the glory of God is. So my word to you is if you can train yourself to think inwardly at people's hearts, at people's character, and if you see change in that, that's where the glory of God is.
而是我们里面的人成为怎么样一个人，对神来说来得更重要。因此我想鼓励大家要从这样的一个心态去看人，去了解自己。
Okay, so that's the first step toward perceiving the glory of God in ordinary things. How are my circumstances affecting me inwardly?
所以这是我们第一步，看见神是注重我们里面的人，因此我们要了解，当我们面对不同情况的时候，我们要了解这些情况会使我们里面这个人做出怎么样一个改变。
Okay, that's the first clue, inward instead of outward things. The second clue comes in the next slide. Second, seeing eternal things as opposed to momentary things in verse 17.
所以第一是看见里面而不是看见外面。第二个，我们必须要看见何为永恒相对于何为暂时的。
Let me read to you the verse, which is the next slide, verse 17.
让我念一下第十七节。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
因为我们短暂极为的患难是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
So the second clue is looking for eternal things and not momentary things.
所以第二点，我们要找到达到这样境界的秘诀，乃是我们要知道我们要看见永远的事，而不是短暂事。
In the previous slide, I had a picture of a treasure, at least the word treasure. What is your treasure, which lasts forever, as opposed to what's a pleasure, which lasts just for a moment?
所以第一个图片，我前面我给大家的是一个象征，我们看见什么是外面暂时的一个宝藏，而相对于一个里面永恒的宝藏。
Seeing the glory of God requires you to define in your mind what your treasure really is.
所以当我们要看见神的荣耀的时候，我们必须要操练自己的眼界，要看以神的眼光看见宝藏是在里面的。
When I was a teenager, I decided that I wanted to give my life to Jesus Christ, and the things of God became my treasure.
所以当我还是青少年的时候，我就做一个决定，我要把我整个人委身给神，因此我里面就希望把自己成为神所用的人。
When I got to college, I joined a campus fellowship called the Navigators.
所以当我进入大学的时候，我去加入一个学生团契，叫做寻道会。
And the Navigators Christian Fellowship taught me many things about how to proclaim and advance the kingdom of God. 所以在这个团契当中，这个团契就教导我如何来宣扬神的国。I learned how to do evangelism on the campus, and I learned how to lead Bible studies with the navigators.
因着这个团契的训练，我知道如何在校园当中传福音，我学会如何在团契当中带查经。So
serving the gospel and furthering the kingdom of Jesus Christ was my treasure, and navigators helped me to do those things.
所以学会如何服侍神，成为我生命当中的宝藏，而这个团契就教导我，带领我来这样做这样的一个训练。
And to be honest, sometimes participating in their activities was a little boring.
实际上我必须跟大家老实说，当我在经历这些训练的时候，我感觉是有一些无聊的。But
if it meant that people got to know Jesus better, it was glorious.
但是当我想到这个能够带领人来认识神的话，这本身就是一个非常荣耀的事。
It's kind of a boring thing sometimes to go to a meeting or to have to prepare a Bible study and to stay up late working on something in preparation. But the key is this, if serving Jesus, if the kingdom of God is your treasure, then there's a gloriousness to those more boring, mundane things.
所以有的时候去上课，去开会，去带查经，准备带查经，这个过程当中是有一些无聊的。但是我们必须要想到，在这一些东西当中，都在预备我们能够表扬神的荣耀。Now
I share all this because my son told me just recently that he's been attending the Navigator meetings at Boston University.
我之所以这样子分享，乃是因为我的儿子最近才跟我说，他现在在波士顿大学也正在加入这个寻道会里面的团契的活动。And
if I ask him, how is that? If he says, oh, sometimes it's a little boring, I don't feel so bad, because there's a glory in the midst of those boring things.
所以当我的孩子，我问我的孩子你感觉怎么样的时候，当他说啊是有点无聊的时候，我就说没有关系的，因为在这个其中你可以经历神的荣耀。So
can you see I'm putting on my glorious the glory of God glasses, and I'm trying to see the glory of God in the midst of things that are not very thrilling.
所以大家可以了解吗？我当我这样讲的时候，我乃是放了一副戴了一副。 不同的一个眼镜，让我能够看见，在所有事情背后可以看见神的荣耀。Okay,
so the first clue is inward things rather than outward things, and the second clue is eternal things rather than momentary things.
所以第一个我刚刚与大家分享的，乃是我们要看见里面的东西相对于外面的事情。第二点，乃是我们要了解何谓暂时的，何谓永恒的。
The third clue is in the next slide in verse 18. Seeing unseen things as opposed to seeing seen things.
而第三个乃是在第十八节这边，保罗要我们看见那看不见的，相对于可以看见的。That
picture is a hand planting seeds in the ground.
我们可以在图片当中看见有一只手，它正在放一个。
I don't think we have any farmers in our church right now, do we?
We do.
Oh, we do? Okay. If you are a farmer, you know what I'm talking about. You are constantly seeing unseen things to do your job.
实际上，如果大家对农作物熟的话，您就可以了解。 我们时时刻刻都在操练去看见那看不见的东西。当我们把种子放在土壤里的时候，我们是看不见它的。From
this picture, what do you see?
我们从这个图片当中，请问大家看到什么呢？
When I say what do you see, I mean what comes across on your optic nerve through your eyes.
我所谓大家看到什么，乃是说我们肉眼里面看到怎么样一个图片。
All you see are seeds going into the ground.
我们所看见的也不过是种子跑到土壤里而已。
But I will submit to you that you have the ability to see unseen things.
但是我很确定大家可以去看见另外在图片当中所看不见的东西。
You see the plant or the crop that's going to come from those seeds in the future.
因为大家可以在这个图片当中想象到未来有收成的。
You do not see them with your optic nerve, you see them in your mind with the eyes of faith.
也许我们的视网膜当中所看见的图片不过是放了种子而已，但是我们脑海里却出现另一个图片。
All farmers have the ability to see unseen things.
所有的农夫们都有一种能够看见未来图片的一种能力。
The Bible is suggesting that every Christian has to think a little bit like a farmer.
实际上圣经告诉我们所有的基督徒都应该有像农夫一般的眼界。
For the next slide, I'll read verse 18 in English and George will read it in Chinese. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以在18节保罗这边说，我们所顾念的不是看得见的，那而是看不见的，因为看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
If you want to see the glory of God in your life, you have to learn to see what is unseen.
如果大家想在自己生命当中看见神的荣耀的话，我们必须有一个能力去看见那看不见的。
You have to look at events as if they were like planting seeds.
我们必须要看周遭所发生的事情就好像撒种一样。
My son says he's going to these virtual navigators meetings on Thursday nights.
我的儿子告诉我他在寻道会的 参与的当中呢，他是每个礼拜四晚上在网上聚会。
Sometimes those meetings can be a little boring.
有的时候这些聚会是挺无聊的。
But I try to put on my glasses and say, hey, maybe that might lead to things that I learned when I was in college. Maybe he'll learn to run campus Bible studies. Maybe he'll learn to do campus evangelism.
当我在看见这件事情的时候，我就必须要戴上一副属灵的眼镜，就想到我过去在参与这些会议的当中，也许我感到很无聊，而我现在的儿子他现在参与的时候，也许过程当中很无聊。Those
things would be glorious if it led to those things.
但是将来却有一个荣耀的发展，因此我必须要以这样的眼界去看。
So I consider going to those boring Thursday night meetings as planting seeds so I can see a glory that is not perceivable with my optic nerve.
因此当我知道我孩子在参加每个礼拜四晚上的这个聚会的时候，我就以一个属灵的眼光去看，知道也许现在是无聊的，但是将会成就将来的荣耀。
So my question is, in the midst of your very unthrilling circumstances right now, could the Lord be planting seeds towards something glorious in your future?
因此我就与大家一起来思考，也许我们现在经历的生活当中并不是让我们那么欢愉的，但是很可能神是不是在我们生命当中正在做栽种的工作、撒种的工作呢？
If you say yes, then you are putting on the right glasses.
如果我们可以这样子看见的话，我们乃是戴上了一副属灵的眼镜了。Okay,
so just to review, you can see the glory of God in your ordinary circumstances when you can see inward things, not outward things, when you can see back here, inward things, not outward things. Eternal things, not momentary things, and unseen things, not seen things.
因此，我与大家再做一个复习。我们首先必须要知道，我们要看见里面的东西，相对于光光看见外面的人。第二，我们要看见一个永恒的 图片而不是只是一个暂时的事情。第三，我们要看见一个未来永恒的图片，而不是单单注视现在暂时所发生的事。
Okay, let me go to the conclusion, which is sort of like a homework assignment. Okay, I'm trying to say there's a glory every Christian should be able to see and try to find it this week.
所以我想我做一个来结语，也给大家做一个这个礼拜家庭作业的一个挑战，乃是我们每一个基督徒都应该能够看见生命当中的荣耀。
There's a very famous book by C.S. Lewis called The Weight of Glory.
有一位非常有名的作者，他写了一本书，叫做《荣耀的重量》。When
I was in school, many Bible professors would quote from C.S. Lewis, The Weight of Glory.
那当我正在上学的时候，许多的教授们经常从这一本书当中取截了一些名言与我们分享。And
that phrase, The Weight of Glory, comes from 2 Corinthians 4.
而这一本书的书名《荣耀的重量》这一个题目就是从哥林多后书第四章这边而来的。
Okay, I'm going to read this quote in English and then we'll leave it up to George to figure out how to translate it. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal. And their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit. Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses.
C.S. Lewis 的这个作者在这边说到，实际上是没有所谓普通人的。我们也从来不会对一个只是会死去生命而且短暂生命的人讲话的，不论是国家、文化、艺术或者文明，他们这些东西都会过去的，他们都是有限的。 他们也不过就有如我们日常生活当中所看的一只小虫罢了。但是什么是无限，什么是永恒的生命呢？乃是那些我们彼此通常在一起抬杠、开玩笑、结婚或者讨论或者共同讨论事情的人。除了我们一般的用的圣餐，只认为我们是 圣洁之外，实际上就是我们周遭的人，这些灵舍，就是最我们生命当中最圣洁的物品了。Okay,
all that means is wherever there's people, there's the glory of God. Wherever there's people, there's the potential for the gospel to touch their lives, and there's always the glory of God. So, if you work a boring job, the glory of God is there. If you go to a boring school, the glory of God is there. If you have boring neighbors, the glory of God is there. My assignment to you is to see the glory of God somewhere this week.
他在说什么呢？这个作者乃是说，实际上，我们就在我们周遭的人当中，就可以看见神的荣耀了。 也许大家正在上一个班，你觉得是极其无聊的班，或者说你在一个团体当中是毫无意思、没有兴趣的。但是只要有人，人里面就能让我们看见神的荣耀。因此，我这一礼拜我给大家一个功课、一个作业。 乃是在我们这个礼拜的一个平淡，认为自己平凡的一个生活当中，看见神的荣耀。Let
me close in prayer over you.
让我们现在一起祷告。Dear
God, I pray for every person here at House of Christ Love, and I ask, Lord, that you would anoint their eyes.
主，我在此为着主爱之家每一位来祷告。 主愿意你恩膏他们的眼睛。
Would your Holy Spirit touch their eyes and help them to perceive the glory of God where they did not perceive it before?
主愿你的圣灵触摸他们的灵魂，以至于他们可以看见他们过去所看不见的东西。
Even if their life is a jar of clay, let them see the treasure that's in that jar of clay.
Lord, 就算他们的生命有如一个瓦器、一个瓦罐一般，但是主让他们看见这瓦罐里面的荣耀。
Lord, we love you and we treasure you. Help us to see glimpses of you in the midst of ordinary circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.
主，我们宝贝你，你是我们的宝贝，也主也让我们能有这样的眼界，看见你的荣耀。我们这样祷告，是奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。